Bentham's principle of the greatest happiness of the greatest number condemns them to extinction, damned with their own principles, their own words, as we aren't cattle, they cannot deliver happiness, unless, of course, we let them define it. Bentham has shown us how critical it is to control the defining. He writes, quote, "The legislator is the ultimate lexicographer. The larger the scope and operational range of his abstractions, the wider his area of government, of legislative and judicial authority. To him belongs the power of making wrong and right change nature." Unquote. By these words, I think we can see how critical it is to control the defining. And I'm asking us to consider that economics has accomplished this broadening of the operational range for power, and that it is, in fact, a language, the language that has been imposed universally, expanding power's scope to the globe. So we have to reclaim, we the people, the power of defining words, our lives, our future. But, and this is the next emphasis that I think this, you know, we're going to hopefully unpack even more so than today. Controlling the definitions only makes sense if you have a vision. Economy is a way to universalize, globalize, make totalitarian their lexicon. In a previous show, I said that the wage is the panopticon, but more broadly, the economy is the panopticon and simultaneously the lexicon.